Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing. I am your podcast host, Olivia, and this is Living with Liv. I think I've already gotten lipstick on the microphone. So, doing well. This is starting out great. I've tried to do this introduction, 14 times, and I decided I'm just going to dive into it. So the first topic of Living with Liv obviously has to be dedicated to Taylor Swift. Since this is the first episode, no one knows anything about me. So here's a quick little Livia lesson. I love Taylor Swift, so I'm going to be talking about her a lot and never in a negative way. So if there's any disrespect towards Taylor Swift, leave. Anyway, so Taylor Swift has been re-recording all her past albums because someone named Scooter Braun and Scott Bruschetta sold all her music without her knowledge, and now she has to re-record them so she can own all her masters that she wrote and recorded and produced and made. So, just a little misogyny for you today, but she has already dropped Fearless, Taylor's version, in April 9th, to be exact. And before the end of the year, she's dropping Red, Taylor's version, on November 19th, and I'm so excited. Red is one of those albums that, there's, bops, and then there's just, sad, and there's, no in-between. There's nothing that's, just, a normal song. It's either just, party in the club, hey, or it's, depressed, crying my eyes out, hey. So, but it's one of those, it's an album of hers that I haven't really been able to, connect to, because I've never been heartbroken, but obviously, I still love the album. It's amazing. But so if you don't know, when she is re-recording, she's also putting songs that were going to be on the album but couldn't because there wasn't room or someone said no. And so they're called vault tracks. And when Fearless first came out, before it came out, she had a vault. Had vault tracks, and so she had this little picture of a vault. It was a word scramble, and each group of letters that came out was one song title, and it told you who it was featuring and stuff. So she did that for Red, and she did that about a day or two ago, I think, and the fans ran. I'm not really smart. I don't really like word scrambles, so sorry, Taylor, but I didn't participate. But thankfully, there are dedicated enough Swifties that we were, that she was, announcing the tracks and stuff. So, the vault tracks include Ronin, which is actually a song that Taylor Swift wrote, for a mother about, whose little boy died from, I'm not exactly sure what disease, but I know it was one that affected, the brain and everything. So, Ronin, Better Man, Nothing New, featuring Phoebe Bridgers, Babe, Message in a Bottle, I Bet You Think About Me, featuring Chris Stapleton, Forever Winter, Run, featuring Ed Sheeran, The Very First Night, and All Too Well, the 10-minute version. So, Swifties were screaming. I'm screaming. Those all sound so good. Obviously, it's a Taylor Swift song, so either way, it's going to be fabulous. But, I don't know. They all just sound so good. And I'm so excited for, the 10-minute version of All Too Well, because that song, it's so amazing. Oh my god. Okay, I'm fangirling. But yeah, so Taylor Swift made her fans work for that and to uncover and rearrange all the words and figure that out, which I do not have the brain power for. But people actually, I feel like by the end of, like, when she's done, like, re-recording everything, people are gonna have, like, a system for, like, when she, like, announces the vault tracks and stuff. Not me, though, because I am lazy and have no time for anything. But yeah, so Taylor Swift is a maniac, and we love her for it. But also hot in the news, like, this, like, past, like, week and stuff, has been DaBaby. And, so, what, like, there has been a lot of controversy, controversy, I don't know how to talk, apparently, but there's been a lot of controversy around DaBaby since he's been, like, an artist and stuff. But, because apparently, like, him and his friends beat up, like, this old man a little, like, a while back, so that's charming, to say the least. And he also has two daughters who are, like, pretty young, so that's very alarming. Yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't like it. But he was at, like, some concert. I don't know if it was, like, his concert that he was just, like, kind of, like, doing, like, a one-time show, like, concert thing, or if he was at, like, a, like, an event concert. Because it wasn't Lollapalooza, because he'd be bold to say that, like, shit there, but it was some sort of venue and stuff, and he was talking about, like, his fans, and how, like, oh, if you ain't coming here with, like, HIV and AIDS, like, raise your hand, and da-da-da-da, and he was talking about, yeah, my fans, like, my gay fans, they aren't nasty, they aren't, like, on the streets, and basically he was insinuating that only gay people can have AIDS, and that gay people are nasty and spread sexually transmitted diseases, which is not true, like, at all, and is really just, like, degrading and setting more stereotypes against a community that is already struggling to have, like, rights. So yeah, and especially for someone who's so big and has worked with so many artists, like, he's worked with Camila Cabello, he's worked with, like, Dua Lipa, he freaking worked with Lil Nas X, who is a gay man, like, a proud gay man. And he's sitting here, like, saying all this shit. And Demi Lovato, who I'm not on good terms with, like, we'll have to discuss that another day, but she went for his ass. And at that point, I was like, period queen, because, oh, I'm sorry, they went for his ass. Like, he deserves it. Like, he was just sitting there, like, being, like, saying all these homophobic things, and, like, literally straight people make up the 23%, or some, hold on. Yeah, so, I just double-checked real quick. 23% of heterosexual males make up the, like, percentage of AIDS and, like, HIV. So, I don't even want to hear it. And even if they didn't, even if it was just gay people, like, literally, who gives a flying shit? Like, I don't understand what, like, homophobic people are so obsessed with people who are gay, and I just, it doesn't make sense to me. But, yeah. So, and then Dua Lipa actually came out, being, like, because his song with her is really, like, big and, like, really popular. And she came out and she was like, yeah, like, this is not the man I saw in the studio, like, his reflection, like, his actions don't reflect on me, like, my fans know I 100% support the LGBTQ community, and, like, good for her, because, no, like, honestly, she didn't have to do that, but I'm really glad that she did. So, but yeah, DaBaby is now canceled. I hope we can, like, forget about him, because his music's not that good anyway. Attack me on Twitter if you want, but that's the truth. Speaking of people who have been controversial, Billie Eilish. So, her third album? I don't know. It might be second album, because I don't know if Don't Smile at Me is considered an album or an EP, but, like, same thing. So, Billie Eilish's new album, Happier Than Ever, came out July 30th, 2021, like, 8-9 days ago, And I've listened to it all the way once. Oh, I listened to it through all the. I listened through it all the way once. But I've listened to like some of the other songs, like, more than that. And I like it. Billie Eilish has been really controversial the past like few weeks. She was like accused of gate not gatekeeping of queer baiting. And I am not an expert, but the definition for queer baiting is a marketing technique for fiction and entertainment in which creators hint at, but then do not actually depict, same-sex romance or other LGBTQ plus representation. And I get it. I see where people are coming from, like saying that she did that. I'm not an expert on like queer baiting, and I'm not like gay or anything. So like I can't really say. It's not like my position to say. But honestly, from what I've seen, like that's just kind of how women act. Like a lot of women act. Like if they're close friends and stuff, they act like that around each other. But I don't know. I mean, you do what you will with that. But that's only one thing that she was being accused of. She was also being accused. Oh, well, not accused, but a video resurfaced of her saying a racial slur against like the AAIP community. So she was 13, and I mean, we all make mistakes and stuff. And she, I guess, like. Her apology seemed sincere. Like she was saying that like she didn't know what it meant, like she hates that she ever said that. But again, like not my place to say. So, do what you will with this information. Do what you will with the whole situation. And I'm not saying that Billie Eilish is like the perfect person because everyone, fucks up sometimes. But I don't know. Her music, but people are also now saying that this is like her flop era. And she was seen like hanging out with like a racist a lot, and like there's like accusations of like them dating and stuff, and she already had like issues of like dating people who are a lot more mature than her. And that's what a lot of Happier Than Ever is about, is like realizing that that was not a good situation and that it was manipulative and stuff. So fans are kind of being like, that's a little hypocritical to put out an album like that and then be like hanging around another per like I don't know. It kind of seems like the situation is being created again. But again, we don't know. But yeah, people are saying this is her flop era, that she's queer baiting. And that she stopped talking about like social justice issues, and that she's like being a hypocrite, and there's just a lot going around with this girl. And I feel like a lot of us forget sometimes that she's only 19, and that when she started her career, she was like 13 years old. And I'm not talking about When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? I'm talking about Don't Smile at Me, because that's when like she was popular, like when that was out and stuff. So yeah, so I feel like we all kind of do forget that, but obviously, I'm glad that she spoke out about it. But obviously, my one opinion is not, a collective agreement of anything. And also, I'm kind of stupid. I'm not really fully informed on anything. I don't do research, so this podcast is based off what I find out through, like, my mom, my dad, my sister, and, like, social media. So do with that what you will. That's just a warning now. But yeah, and it's crazy. So yeah, I don't want to be harassed though, so I'm just trying to put that out there. But another big thing in like, the media and the news right now is the Delta variant strain of COVID is coming back, and it's not coming back, but is like making COVID cases worsen, and it's like more dangerous than just COVID-19. So a lot of states are, putting the mask mandate back, and a lot of stores are too. A lot of the stores where I am are like requiring their employees. So I feel like if they're requiring their employees to wear masks again, that they should be requiring the public to wear masks again. But I don't know, just little old me. But yeah, so the Delta variant is coming back stronger and harder. But now that we have like the vaccines, and before you go say anything, I am vaccinated. So if you want to say, oh, like there's like chips and stuff in it, like it's too late for that, hun. So move along. But yeah, so I'm vaccinated, and it shows that people who are vaccinated are only getting milder symptoms of COVID and of the Delta variant, because the Delta variant can be like hospitalizing, and there is a chance of you know, death. Sorry if that triggered anyone, but yeah. And obviously there was with that of like COVID too, and like COVID-19. And because we didn't have like any, like we didn't know what it was like a big threat. But now that we know more about it, and that we're wearing masks and we're vaccinated, like we can get vaccinated, like COVID is honestly just a, like more like a harder version of the flu. And that's not, you know, saying that people who lost anyone to COVID is just like, oh well, you know, like that's like, I'm so sorry for that, and the deaths that happened were so unnecessary. But anyway, getting off track. apparently I tend to do that a lot, so hope you can follow. But yeah, so but Delta variant is more dangerous and more harming than regular strain like COVID-19. So, but people with vaccinations are only experiencing mild symptoms, and along with like just regular COVID, like if you're vaccinated, they're experiencing mild symptoms, and there's like a huge like decrease in like hospitalization and like, you know, death, like if you're vaccinated and stuff. So yeah, but there's a lot of people, it's, I don't know why getting vaccinated is such a big deal. If you medically have, like, if you have medical reasons of, like, why you cannot, like, if you're, like, allergic to it, or, like, you just, like, you have compromised things, completely understand that's not your fault. But if you are able to get vaccinated and you're just choosing not to, that's selfish. And I'm sorry. But that's, it's, there's really no reason at this point. So that's just my opinion again. Don't be offended. But like, yeah, I just get vaccinated, please. If you're not already, I can tell you I got both doses and I'm still alive. I'm perfectly fine. And I'm still the same person I was. Still depressed. Still I got anxiety. So there's no chip in me. Yay. No, but yeah. So, but the Delta variant, so now when we go back to school, we have to wear masks again, which I'm perfectly fine with, because honestly, ain't no one need to see the bottom half of my face. Like, the faces I'd be making when these, like, at school, when people, like, there's so many dumb people at school that the faces I'd be making can get me in trouble sometimes. So they don't need to be seeing the lower half of my face. But yeah, and my sister is going to college, so they have, you know, they have to wear masks there again too, which, honestly, I don't see the big deal of, like, wearing a mask. Even though I am vaccinated, I still go out sometimes with a mask on. Like, if I'm going to a place where I'm not, like, comfortable and, like, I don't know, like, you know, the area, and, like, it's, I know it's going to be, like, busy, I do wear a mask. And also, sometimes if my skin is acting up, just slap a mask on and you're perfectly fine. So, you know, there's a win-win. It's, well, there's a winning and positive to everything. So, you know, that's fun. Fun, fresh, and funky. But yeah, so please, if you're not vaccinated, if you are unable to get vaccinated, wear your mask, stay safe, stay inside, 6 feet apart. If you are able to get vaccinated, please do, because it's just, it's better for you. It keeps you safe. It keeps your loved ones safe. It keeps, if you don't have loved ones, it keeps just like, it just, it helps everyone. So please do that. So that was a little longer of a rant than I wanted to go on. But yeah, Delta variant, scary, stay safe. So yeah, there's been a lot of events in the news too. But I kind of wanted to like get more into like my life now. So basically how Living with Liv is gonna work is like I'll cover some like news, like some like, you know, stuff in the social media that I wanna discuss, or that I wanna like spread information about and stuff. But I also wanna talk about my life and talk about things that are going on and kind of get your opinions and you know, however you found me. Hopefully you can find like the link to my Instagram or to my Twitter or even my website, where you can reach me. So, you know, I just, you know, yeah, there's ways to reach me. Hopefully you can find them. So I just, you know, kind of wanna have discussions about my life and just start discussions about things that maybe other people are like worried about or thinking about, and they just have no one to talk to about it. So here we are. So since this is the first episode, I've said a few times, no one really knows anything about me, which is perfectly fine. You really don't need to know anything. But clearly, so I'm a huge Swiftie. I have a dog, so that's cool. I love to read. Big reader. I have like 20. Hold on. 21. I think I have like 23 books on my shelf right now that are waiting to be read, and most of them are series, so pray for me. But and when I'm older, I want to be a publisher for a publishing company, but I also, on top of that, want to write a novel and like want to write books and stuff. So I the other day wanted to kind of like start, I had this idea of like I wanted to start like a fantasy, like how I wanted to like write a fantasy, because I had an idea before this of like writing like a contemporary about this girl in high school, and I liked it and I still love those characters because once you create characters, they never, you don't ever forget about them. So, you know, just quirky things. But yeah, so I still love those characters and everything. But I couldn't figure out how to write it. I couldn't figure out the events that I wanted. Basically, the only thing that I had was like three, most like the characters, and that I wanted, you know, diversity, and I wanted to talk about like social issues and stuff. But I had no idea, like no way of like doing that. So I wanted to write something that I'd actually read and something that I'd actually have like enjoy writing. So yeah. So I decided to write a fantasy, because I love like fantasy books and dystopian and enemies to lovers and all that. So I started with like an enemies to lovers scene, and I already had like these names kind of like ready and like picked out. So that's kind of cool, but I just kind of started like writing, and then I was like, okay, wait, I kind of like want to turn this into a story. And so I created like a faith system, and based off like stars and stuff, because I'm really into like zodiac signs and like astrology, and like crystals and stuff like that. So I kind of wanted to incorporate that into like what I was writing. And so I have like the land figured out, I have the country names, I have the names of the characters, and I kind of have like who they are. Because when I think up of a character, I don't just think up like the name and what they look like. Their personalities kind of forms like as I go. So that's kind of cool that I don't have to like figure it all out. But anyway, so I had everything figured out, and I then formed a storyline. And I don't, so yesterday I came up with this idea, but then it started to cause plot holes. And I was so stuck. I was like, I have no idea what I'm gonna do. And honestly, the original like idea that I had was like, you know, the enemy to lover dude was gonna be like, you know, like the enemy. But then I was like, wait, oh wait, let's have a plot twist. And that was my grand idea. And so I was struggling so much. I was like sitting there just listening to like I Should Call My Friends by Shawn Mendes. I was like, okay, come on, Shawn, you got to give me some help. Shawn Mendes, love you, bud, but not the best for creating ideas. And so I was like, okay, I haven't been outside in like 48 hours. No, so I haven't actually been outside in like 2 weeks. So, you know, quirky. So I went outside. Well, I ran downstairs and saw my mom. I was like, Mom, I gotta go outside. I gotta go outside. And she was like, what? What? Okay. And ran outside. I'm just standing there. And she's looking at me through the door. And she's like, what is wrong with this bitch? Like, you know, she's like, who did I raise? But she was watching me. She was like, this bitch crazy. And so I started talking to myself, like, out loud. And I started kind of pacing. Started walking around in a circle. Started moving my hands a little bit. And ideas started generating. And my brain was not moving at all. And it finally started working. Finally, like, kickstarted. I figured everything out. I asked myself these questions. I was like, okay, that's a plot hole there. Figured out that plot hole, figured that out, gave them a reason for this, and da-da-da-da. And I literally, like, planned out my whole, like, book one in 10 minutes. Obviously, there had been things, like you know, that I'd already figured out and everything, and I knew that I wanted there to be, like, feminism and, like, diversity and everything, and just kind of, like, focus on, like, social issues but like in its own unique little way, that fantasy tends to do that. So yeah, but I still have a few things I have to figure out of like how I'm going to incorporate her powers and stuff like that, and like why that's important. But other than that, like, literally, it's, yeah, it was so crazy. And I come back inside and my mom, like, oh, well, before I went back inside, I was still, like, pacing and, like, walking, and my mom comes to let the dog back in, and my mom looks at me, she goes, what are you doing? And I was like, Mom, don't talk to me. I am becoming a genius, I'm gonna become rich, and I'm gonna get you a nice little house. I didn't say that because I was, you know, trying to focus, but that's what I'm saying now, so, but yeah, and it works. I don't know, like, I had to come back in and, like, write it all down so I wouldn't forget it, but it works, so, yay. Claps for Olivia, woo. but if you can, like, kind of, like, relate to this, of, like, you are trying to, like, write a novel and you have, like, and you're stuck on this idea and you love it, maybe just let go for a little bit, because that's what worked for me, was kind of stepping back from that project and just kind of going on a new one that I could actually figure out. And maybe if you have more experience, or if you're, like, get older and stuff, and you can actually, like, figure out what you want to do with the project that you had to leave behind, it can be 1,000 times better than if you continue to keep writing it now. So that's my advice, just kind of, like, back away from it, or maybe just take a break. Like, take, like, 2 weeks, or however, like, a month even, if you need, just back away, and, you know, kind of develop it, kind of think about, hey, maybe, do I actually want to incorporate this, and, yeah, so, there's that. but yeah, and then I came back inside from yesterday, and my mom looks at me, and she's like, what were you doing? And I was like, Mom, like, I can't talk about this right now, but all you have to know is it will make you money. So, yeah, but, she just looked at me with, like, regret. She was like, why did I keep you? No. But yeah, I ran upstairs and I wrote it all down, and today I was actually, like, gonna sit down, and write, like, kind of, like, start, like, planning it out, like, detailed, and kind of, like, drafting and stuff like that, but then I was like, actually, no, I've been, like, meaning to, like, finish this podcast episode for, like, 2 weeks. So, well, not 2 weeks, for like a week and a half. Like, yeah. And I need to sit down and finish it. I finally have time today. Finally can do it, like, without interruptions. I finally kind of have a few things I want to talk about. So, yeah. So I did that instead. After I did my makeup, which I do, like, once in a blue moon. My makeup came out good. It's just, like, the foundation that I use is, like, really, like, it's supposed to be, like, not matte, the opposite of matte. It's supposed to be, like, lumifying and, like, you know, like, hydrating and stuff. And it's crusty. It's crusty. It, like, doesn't do what I need it to do. And it kind of, like, my skin, because I put moisturizer, I put, like, a primer on, I put another primer, like, that's supposed to, like, help hydrate and, like, you know, stick, like, help the makeup stick. And it just becomes crusty. I'm just like, oh, stop. Anyway. But yeah, so I decided to sit down and do this today. I'm really glad I did, because I feel like if I didn't sit down to do it today, I would have lost all hope. So, yeah. So yesterday I had a personal breakthrough. Today I had a breakthrough of, like, being able to finish my podcast, and I actually worked out yesterday and today. So today I woke up, I got out of bed at 11, and I'm actually being productive and, like, doing things. So, and don't ask what time it is right now, but all you need to know is that I'm being productive and I'm getting myself up even when I don't want to. So proud of myself. And you should do that too. Like, if you're feeling down, just maybe, I mean, obviously, like, you don't have to work out, because, like, it's a lot of work. But, like, get up and maybe go, like, make yourself some food or something. Because I feel, like, that if once I start, like, once I cook something, I instantly feel more productive. Or just go get yourself dressed, do your makeup, like, do your hair. Like, even if you're not going out anywhere, just, I don't know, do something to make yourself proud. It doesn't even have to be big. So, yeah, just take some time for yourself today. And I think this is where we're going to end this podcast. So, I want to thank you one more time. Well, not that I thanked you yet, but the past few times I've recorded this, I've probably thanked you like 15 million times, but I just want to thank you for listening today. If you've made it this long and made it all the way through, be sure to check out my Twitter, which is rliv, so R-L-I-V-V-V, so 3 V's, no E. Check out my Twitter, check out my Instagram, which is livinwithliv07, so living without the G, with live without the E, 07, all together, so no spaces or anything. So check out my Twitter, check out my Instagram. Hopefully I'm able to, like, link them and stuff. I'm not sure. I'm not tech savvy. It took me a long ass time to figure out how to even just, like, record a podcast. So don't bet on it. But that's my Instagram. That's my Twitter. If you want to reach out to me or anything, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so, so, so much, for listening and for making it this far and just giving Living with Liv a chance. So I don't know. I hope you have a lovely morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in the world. And I will speak to you soon.